You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The European Football Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill European Football Podcast. Alex Dunn and Sam Norris are back. The dream team that nobody asked for, but you're stuck with us. And it's been a very long time since we've managed to collaborate on this podcast.
It has, and that can only mean that we've both run out of holidays.
Yes, basically.
And now we've no other option but to come to work.
I took a couple of weeks off. You've had
a week,
nearly a couple of weeks.
Had a week off last week, and I had a week off back end of Jan. And I think your holidays sort of dovetailed in with those. So it has been a while.
I think the last time that we did this, we were discussing how you live beneath me.
Yeah.
And that was probably 6 weeks ago or something.
Yeah. And I tipped all the winners that week.
Well, maybe you did. We had a 3-1 winning Nap double last week, though.
Nice.
I say we, being myself and Mark Walton. Feyenoord and Monaco was the double. And you did tip Monaco, because I remember I was going off your notes.
Yeah. Yeah, I did like Monaco. I didn't write it down, so it's my own fault. My favourite bet last week was PSV Feyenoord, both teams to score, no draw at 8-5. But we wouldn't have been able to double that up with Feyenoord because related contingency and stuff.
Correct. And of course, did you see the goal in that game?
Yeah, the one that the goalkeeper scooped over the line.
Why? Why would you do that? Why would you wait and just go, that's not in? Good, we've agreed that. I will now drag it back.
He could have just kept both hands on the ball.
Move your body around.
Yeah, exactly, away from his body and then shuffle forward. Always move the body forward, don't move the ball back.
Listeners, you can't see Sam Norris's body movement, but he has just done a perfect sort of goalkeeper worm, sat down. Oh, lovely, even better.
Straight onto it.
Smash and grab.
Yeah.
It's been an interesting week.
You just brought the championship table up to annoy me.
Yeah.
On the European football
I've
podcast.
Just recorded the league podcast prior to this, and there's the table. There we are. Right up at the top there. Where are you?
Scroll. There we are.
Four losses in a row for Wolves. Are you nervous?
No.
You could go down.
A little bit, yeah. But when we went down 4 seasons ago, I spent the whole year going, oh, we won't get down. There'll be 3 worse teams.
There are so many worse teams than Wolves in the championship.
I know, but it the only thing that we have got going for us this time is last time there were 3 relegation spots up for grabs. There's only really 2 this year because Rotherham are long gone.
That is true. No, that was just there. Sorry.
Thanks for that.
We'll start just by looking at La Liga, because since we last spoke, certainly, it's all gone haywire.
Mm.
Real Madrid are all of a sudden not infallible at all. They drew 3-3 with Las Palmas last night, which I didn't think I'd find myself saying this, is one hell of a good result, given the situation that they found themselves in with 5 minutes to go. They were 1-0, they were 3-1 down, having been 1-0 up, and they were down to 10 men after Gareth Bale just went, as we say up north, went a bit Raj.
A bit Raj?
Didn't he?
I've never heard that.
You're not Gan Raj.
Gan Raj.
But he did. I've never seen that side of him.
No, I haven't, to be fair. He's just lost his rag, didn't he? And I was saying to you earlier, before we recorded the podcast, the Real Madrid fans, they're not a massively forgiving bunch. And if this potentially costs them the title, he could be not hounded out of the club, but he could come under some serious pelters from the Real Madrid faithful.
And Barca now are top. Real Madrid do have a game in hand, but Barca have gone from being a little bit stuttery to all of a sudden flying, and Real are having their stutter. It does happen at many stages through the season, and there's plenty more games still to be played. But very interesting indeed. And, of course, yesterday, while all that was going on, Luis Enrique said that he's leaving Barca at the end of the season. So we just thought we'd look at the betting. We're recording this on Thursday afternoon at about 1:15, and the betting looks like this. Ernesto Valverde is 2-1. Jorge Sampaoli is 4s, as is Ronald Koeman. 6s for Arsene Wenger, Laurent Blanc at 12s, Pochettino 14s, Frank de Boer 20s, with Giovanni Van Bronckhorst, Jurgen Klopp and Thomas Tuchel. And Unai Emery, 25s or bigger the rest. Valverde is the obvious one, isn't he?
Yeah, it's the Barcelona way, isn't it, really? They... well, certainly over the last few years, they haven't appointed externally, have they? Mm. They've normally just promoted the next man up, which is what they did with Luis Enrique. Although, to be fair, that has had mixed results, shall we say, compared to in years gone by. So if they were ever tempted to employ someone from outside of the club, it might be this time around, but it'd be difficult, really, to pinpoint one of those managers that's going to come in. I mean, I know Ronald Koeman used to play for Barcelona. I think Wenger has said just this morning that he's not interested in managing any other club. Surprised to see him in there as short as he was. I suppose Jorge Sampaoli is the other obvious one in there. But it would be difficult to take on the favourite in that market, given that that is very much the Barcelona way. And although it hasn't been massively successful under Luis Enrique, I think it hasn't been a disaster, so I think they'll probably stick with that. And, you know, we say it hasn't been a disaster. They could well still win La Liga this year.
Mm.
And then that would prove that their methods are, in fact, correct. So it'll probably go to Valverde at 2-1. He's difficult to take on in that market, given the way Barcelona conduct their business revolving managers.
Jurgen Klopp has been mentioned as well for a while now, actually,
mm-hmm.
just because he's a very good manager. And he's 20-1, which I'm surprised at. I would make him a shorter price than Arsene Wenger.
I think, well, I would as well, actually. But I think if Liverpool were in a bit better form, then he'd probably be a shorter price. I mean, they've had a miserable February, really.
Yeah, and January.
Yeah, so, well, 2017. So I think if Liverpool were in better nick, he'd probably be shorter. I couldn't have Wenger at sixes.
No, absolutely not.
I'd rather have anyone else in that market.
I was just looking at Carlos Puyol. What are you doing?
Throwing things.
You're chucking mice
yeah,
around.
Yeah, mice.
I was just looking at Carlos Puyol because, well, you mentioned the method of bringing people through, and I was just thinking, well, likelihood is that you'll have the likes of Xavi and Iniesta probably in some kind of passy-passy coaching pattern for a while.
Is that what you call tiki-taka in the north?
Passy-passy, isn't it? And he is still linked to Barcelona, Carlos Puyol.
Yes.
I think he's assistant director of football, which doesn't suggest that he would get involved with the actual training side of things.
No.
But just could be interesting. He's not even in the betting. You'd have to ask.
Well, to be fair, Xavi's still playing somewhere, isn't he? Out in Qatar.
Yeah.
Somewhere like that.
So, in time, maybe. But hard to get away from Valverde, isn't it? And 2-1 could look absolutely huge in time. But like I said, we'll record this on Thursday. Who knows? By the time you listen to this on maybe, I don't know, Saturday morning, they may have already announced somebody.
Mm.
Who knows? That is the way in which football manager markets work. They are very difficult to get a grasp on. Right, let's move on to some actual live football, shall we? First game that we're going to focus on is in Serie A. It's Roma against Napoli. Roma are 11-10, the draw is 5-2, and Napoli are 12-5. Really good game, this, in Italy. Obviously, both sides typically are the nearest chasers to Juventus, and that's no different this season. Juve on 66 points going this weekend, Roma on 59, Napoli on 54. Napoli have been a little disappointing, I think it's fair to say, but you can also understand because they lost their best player to Juventus, exactly why that has happened. Roma are just doing what they do every year. They are very, very good at home. They sometimes struggle away, but they're not quite as good as Juventus. Still, 11-10 on a side with a perfect 12-12 record at home in the league so far this season.
Mm.
That ain't bad.
No, it's not. And as you say, Roma are going pretty nice this year. I think they're going to have a real good run at the Europa League as well this year. They obviously battered Villarreal away from home in the first leg, winning 4-0. Yes, they lost the second leg 1-0, but when you win the first leg 4-0, the second leg is almost a dead rubber. So I think they're going to have a really good run in the Europa League and look the main danger to Manchester United in that particular competition. In Serie A, as you mentioned, this is second versus third. But it's a game for me that is much more important to Napoli than it is to Roma. Napoli are already 5 points behind Roma. If they get anything other than a win here, it's pretty much done for them in terms of finishing in the top two, which of course means an automatic Champions League spot.
And they will be looking
year.
Over their shoulder a little
Definitely.
Bit. Atlanta and Lazio on 51 and 50 points respectively, three and 4 points behind Napoli. Mm. Napoli did lose to Atlanta last week. Atlanta incidentally take on Fiorentina this weekend, and Lazio travel to Bologna. And even Inter on 48 points and AC on 47, you couldn't really rule out. Again, still plenty of football to be played. Napoli should pull comfortably clear of the rest of them.
Yeah.
But a team like Napoli will not want to end up in the Europa League, at least certainly not from the beginning of the season next year.
Indeed. So I think this game is of much more importance to Napoli. And probably for that reason, I probably wouldn't look to Roma at 11-10 here. I'd probably go for the draw 5-2. I think the game's more important to Napoli, so I think they'll try and take it to Roma. But Roma will be very, very happy with a draw. They know it's fairly pointless trying to think about running down Juventus. They're simply not going to do that. It's about consolidating their second place finish in Serie A. And for me, focusing on the Europa League, which I think is a really good chance of them winning some European silverware. So I think Roma probably can try and keep them at arm's length here. And I didn't mind the draw at 5-2. But the main bet for me, I'm looking at goal scorers here for Roma, who've been pretty free scoring of late, to be fair. They put 4 past Villarreal in the Europa League, as I mentioned. They put 4 past Fiorentina, 4 past Torino, 3 past Inter. This is all in the league, obviously. So they have been pretty free scoring. They bumped into Lazio in the Coppa Italia last night and lost 2-0. It's a derby game, obviously. I'm not going to say the form book goes out the window in derby games, but you know, they can throw up a couple of results like that. So previous to that, they were in good goal-scoring form. And I'm looking at goal scorers here. Edin Dzeko is an obvious one, I suppose. He got a hat-trick against Villarreal in the Europa League, and he scored against Torino as well. He's 17-20 any time, which is probably fair, but no more than that. And the fact that he takes out such a big chunk of the market means that we're getting a great price on the man that I really like, and that is Raja Nainggolan, who
he's
is
been
a
in
superb
lethal form.
19-10 any time. Mm. And he has, in his last 11 games for Roma, he's had a hand in 10 goals, scoring 8 and assisting 2.
Nice.
Now, I know he's officially a midfielder and he's priced up as an attacking midfielder, 19-10, but
13-2 first as well.
Exactly. And
big.
A man who scored 8 goals in his last 11 games isn't a 19-10 shot anytime, in my view. Mm-hmm. It's going to be the Nap selection this week, Alexton.
Wow.
19-10 for Raja Nainggolan to score anytime. You mentioned the 13-2 first goal scorer there, which is interesting. He's opened the scoring against Inter and Crotone in recent weeks as well. So if you did fancy him 13-2, of those 8 goals that he scored in his last 11 games, 2 of them have been the first in the game, which isn't too bad, again, for a midfielder. But I really like that 19-10. I think it's more than good enough any time. That'll be my best bet this week.
Roma's last home league loss was in November 2015 to Atlanta, who, incidentally, Napoli have just lost to. 2-0.
Mm.
What a lovely... That's the way the world works, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just always in circles and patterns.
All very neat.
I can't get away from Roma at that price.
You like Roma 11%?
It's the fact that they're just teasing me with the odds against. If it was 19-20, I'd probably leave it.
They're dangling the carrot, aren't they?
They are, and they've got me hooked. 12-12 at home.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. I think they'll be so happy with a draw that it might just end up in a draw. But I really like Nainggolan to score anytime, 19-10.
The next game we're going to focus on is Hamburg against Hertha Berlin. This one coming up on Sunday at 4:30 in Germany. Hamburg 6-4, the draw 11-5, and Hertha Berlin are 19-10 coming into this one. Hamburg come here off the back of, well, let's be honest, an absolute drubbing at Bayern, 8-0. Now, can you tell me something? Hamburg are in 16th.
Mm-hmm.
Hertha are in 5th. Why are Hamburg favourites for this? Is it because Hertha are poor on the road?
It probably is, and because Hamburg have been slightly resurgent of late.
Back of an 8-0.
Yeah, well, they got hammered 8-0 by Bayern. But if you look at some of their other results, they beat Leipzig away in what was a real shock. One of my joint biggest European bet of the season, which have both been losers, incidentally, was Red Bull Leipzig -1. They hadn't lost the game at home all season. Hamburg were in rank form and won 3-0.
2-0 up after 24 minutes.
Exactly.
You didn't even have a run for your money, really.
I know. They were 2-0 up within 20 minutes. Now, I was warmly reminded of that fact by someone else in the office who I told to get all their money.
Dave Kellner?
No.
Mark Walton?
No.
Oh, who was it? Someone told me.
Tom Nicholson.
Ah, it was while you were off.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was quite pleased, actually. Yeah, and in that game as well. It's never good when you bring in a sub on before half-time for an injured player.
No, exactly.
And he himself goes off injured before half-time as well. You just know it's not your day. So, anyway, you were saying Hamburg...
Yeah,
in decent form, if you take that complete drubbing out of it.
Yeah, if you take out the Bayern result, obviously. They beat Leipzig away, as I said, who hadn't lost a home game all season. They won that one 3-0. They beat Leverkusen as well. They beat Köln in the Cup. They were just narrowly beaten by Mönchengladbach last night in the Cup as we record this. So 8-0 battering to Bayern Munich aside. They're actually slightly resurgent at the moment, Hamburg. And I thought this was a real... sort of stumbling block in terms of betting this weekend, because that 19-10 looks so attractive on Hertha Berlin, and I am going to take it. I think the reason they are 19-10 is away form hasn't been good. They've only won twice on the road this year. But having said that, they haven't lost a lot of games away from home. They've lost the last three away games coming into this, but a lot of those have been draws. Obviously, a draw is no good if you're playing them outright here at 19-10. But I do like that just because 5th versus 16th, as you said, they shouldn't be 19-10. I know Hamburger are slightly better and Hertha aren't great on the road, but it's just the wrong price for me. So 19-10, the fact that they're underdogs, I will take that. But I think this could be a bit of a tricky game, given that Hamburger are a bit better recently. But I just have to play it. Hertha Berlin, 19-10. They've still got plenty to play for as well, by the way, Hertha. They've been one of a few surprise packages in the Bundesliga this season. It's not just them. The likes of Hoffenheim and Leipzig have really excelled this season. They're pretty much assured of a spot in European football next year, Hertha. They're only a point and a place away from the Champions League as well, so they've still got a lot to play for, as have Hamburg, who've hauled themselves into the relegation playoff spot. So points at a premium for both sides, but 19-10 I thought was the wrong price for Hertha Berlin. And one other possible fancy here, Vedad Ibisevic has been in pretty good form for Hertha Berlin as well. He's got two in his last two and was 2-1 any time. Now we're talking about a Hamburg side who have kept just two home clean sheets in the Bundesliga all year. So Hertha are bound to get one.
Mm-hmm.
I think they'll win the game, but the fact that Ibisevic has got 2-2 and he's 2-1 against a side who don't keep clean sheets at home didn't look bad, but I'll take that 19-10, gobbling up the value on the underdogs there.
Yeah, I just can't understand why it's priced up like that, really. It's one of those strange ones. But anyway, Hertha get the nod in that one. The final game that we're going to focus on is on Sunday evening, Monaco against Nantes in France. Monaco 4-9, the draw 7-2, and Nantes are 6-1. Here's some numbers for you, Sam Norris. 2014-15 season, 51. 2015-16 season, 57. 2016-17 season so far, with 9 games still to play, 78. Monaco's goal scoring record. What is going on there?
I know.
How? They were bankers for unders for so long. And now they are one of the most attacking sides I've seen in Europe so far this season, if not the most attacking. And they come here off the back of another goal fest in the cup in midweek. They won 4-3 at Marseille after extra time. They're scoring for fun. They're letting a few in. But not that many in the league, to be fair.
Yeah, correct. I think they're the most goaliest team in Europe, aren't they?
I can't think of any off the top of my head.
Anyway. I'm pretty sure they've... Well, in the top five leagues, anyway. The big five. I think they've scored more goals than anybody else this year. And they are really, really exciting to watch. They've got two of perhaps the most attacking fullbacks I've seen in Europe. In Sidibe on one side, Mendy on the other side. And they get so much service into the men in the middle. Obviously Falcao, but Kylian Mbappe, who's only 18, but he's taken to the game like a duck to water this season. He's scored plenty. Bernardo Silva's been in good goal-scoring form. You know, they've got players who take penalties. They really are a really good attacking force, Monaco. By the time this game rolls round, though, PSG and Nice could and probably should be level on points with Monaco. They both have winnable games on Saturday, so there will be a little bit of pressure on them at the top of Ligue 1. But I think just stick with what we've seen recently, and that is Monaco to win games. Monaco to win and overs is 17-20. I don't mind that. Seldom do they win games 1 or 2-0 this season, Monaco. So Monaco and overs at 17-20 was all right. The one I really like is Monaco win and both teams to score, which at 21-10, I thought was a very big price. Now, Monaco, granted, they do come into this having nilled teams in their last three in the last three league meetings at home, but two of those were in the bottom four. One was Lorient, who were rock bottom. The other was Metz, who was 17th. So they're coming up against a slightly better side in Nantes, who had a pretty poor away record at the start of the season. But they're actually unbeaten in their last five. And crucially, they've scored in their last five on the road as well, which is obviously vital for our bet. I don't think they'll be beating Monaco, but getting a goal, I don't think, is beyond the realms of possibility here. And we've seen Monaco, it was particularly prudent, obviously, against Manchester City, and we saw in the Cup against Marseille. And even last week in the league against Guingamp, they conceded a goal. And they do have that look of a team who are just trying to outscore their opponents all the time, and defending isn't at the forefront of their mind. So Nantes, they're not a great side. They're not a terrible side. But the fact that they've scored in each of their last five away games, I could see them scoring again here. And 21-10 is a big jump from the 4-9 outright. And Monaco can still batter them and you land your bet there. You know, that they can win 5-6-1 and you've still got a winning bet. Both teams to score just on its own was 10-11, which I didn't mind. That's landed in three of Monaco's last four and in all of Nantes' last four. So at 10 to 11, I thought BTTS was a bit overpriced, but I'd probably just combine the two. Monaco win, both teams to score. 21 to 10 looks big for a side who, as we've said, score freely, but also do let a few in.
Mm. Right then. Naps. You've already said what you're going
for. Yeah, the man with the silly haircut, Raja Nainggolan, anytime. 19 to 10 against Roma. As I said, he scored 8 goals in his last 11, assisted another 2. He is in red-hot form. And 19 to 10 is not a price that reflects his incredible form at the moment. So he'll be the nap.
I do like Roma at 11 to 10, but obviously we can't double that up. There's nothing I'm mad keen on in the German game, Hamburg-Hertha Berlin. Mm. I'd probably go Hertha if pushed. But, well, I would definitely go Hertha, by the way, but not for a nap. I'm going to go with Mbappe anytime, 23-20.
Yeah.
I don't understand why he's that price when Falcao's so heavily odds on and he's been in such good form. And I can see them scoring 2, 3, 4 here.
Yeah.
Chances of him getting one of them. Well, I'll take 23-20 anyway on that in the Monaco-Nantes game. Mbappe anytime. So 2 anytime goal scorer, naps. I don't think we've ever done that.
No.
There you go. First time for everything. Right, Sam, what's ACCA 5?
ACCA 5, Alex Dunn, is where you combine 5 or more selections at odds of 1 to 5 or better across any sport. And if one of those selections lets you down, we'll give you your money back.
Lovely. And what did you say the price?
Yes, it has to be 1 to 5 or better.
I'm just so used to people forgetting that bit, and it's very important.
It is vital, yeah.
And don't forget, 4 means more as well, also available on selected games across the weekends. Just looking now at European games this weekend, looks like AC Milan Kievo on Saturday night and Athletic Bilbao against Malaga on Sunday night, qualifying for 4 means more. Do check out the William Hill website for more T's and C's on that. But as for ACCA 5, we have put together a fivefold, we being myself and the man sat next to me, Sam Norris. We've gone for Bayern Munich away at FC Cologne, that is 4-9. Las Palmas at home to Osasuna at 8-13. Sporting Lisbon at home to Guimarães at 4-9. Ajax away at Groningen at 4-9. And Feyenoord away at Sparta Rotterdam at 2-5. That comes to 5.81-1. Sides that missed out on our ACCA were Benfica away at Firenze, they were 3s on. And
Hoffenheim as well, who are 8-11 against the pretty poor Ingolstadt side.
Yeah, so if you do want to swap those, or you can put your own in, and of course it can be across any sport, so any horses, any rugby, anything you fancy this weekend, as long as it's 5s on or bigger. Can I just say, you can put extra shorties in there, you just won't qualify for ACCA 5. And indeed, in the English football as well, domestic football, if you want to get involved with that, you're more than welcome to. And ACCA 5 available on all of that. 4 means more available on some of the domestic stuff as well. Just look at the website. It's all there. It's quite obvious. Big adverts down either side of the page. Have a look anyway. But yeah, Bayern, Las Palmas, Lisbon, Ajax and Feyenoord, our nomination for ACCA 5 this week. So if you are getting involved with that, then very best of luck. Anything else?
I think that's it.
I think it is. That's all the admin done.
Yep.
That's the selections picked, finalised, and hopefully there's a few winners in there as well. We'll be back next week. Yeah, I think we will.
I think so.
I can't see any reason why we wouldn't be back in the studio again.
No.
Lovely. Right, best of luck, listeners. Speak to you soon.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill. Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with 4 or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now.